since I got here, you know, Preston taught me a lot, both from the wideout standpoint, especially in standpoint, and to, you know, see he was going this morning, you know, it was heartbreaking to, you know, the whole receiver room, but, you know, unfortunately, that's the business aspect of him. We still love the guy. Obviously, he ever needs something from any of us, you know, we can always talk to him and talk to us.
But obviously, I mean, I would assume this means a greater role for you.
You know, I'm hoping so, you know, increased role special teams, increased role wideout standpoint, but, you know, anything just help me contribute to, you know, helping the team win, you know, help better my part, and help me get extra reps at practice and stuff like that to get prepared for the game.
But you got to be anxious to get out there and start catching passes.
Of course, you know, like I said, it's been a good week of practice so far. We got another day tomorrow. You know, just keep taking one day at a time, and then once the game comes, you know, Lord willing, you know, I go out there and do my best.
You can play all the positions, slot, outside. And...
Yeah, I can. You know, Coach Sean said everyone plays every position, so. Whatever they need me to do, be coach, but I'm just play that position.
Jeremy, based on what you did in the preseason, how well prepared do you think you are for this spot if it's a bigger role?
You know, every week I prepare, like, if I was going to be a starter, if I was going to play, so it's not going to change my preparation. Obviously, with the situation with pressure being gone, you know, it's a possibility, you know, my role isn't going to increase, so, you know, I just have to have that same preparation that I've been having and just get ready when the opportunity comes.
Does a day like this remind you that it's a business and it's production-oriented business?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. But, you know, you kind of been seeing it all across the league, you know, updates, and then even just, you know, OTAs and camp, you've been seeing it around. So, unfortunately, it was unfortunate because it was like one of our brothers in our actual room. So, you know, it's just the business of the NFL.
What was your, or when did you find out that he was released, and what was your reaction?
Well, I just came over here, and I just heard somebody say, dang, they released him. I was like, ooh. And they was like, Preston, look at his locker. I saw his stuff going. I was like, dang. I didn't get to see him before he left, which is unfortunate because, like I said, you know, Preston taught me a lot from the OTAs and mini camp and so on, especially in a wide receiver standpoint. So it was unfortunate, but, you know, like I said, it's the business of it.
Considering he's cut for lack of production, are the expectations loud and clear to you?
Like I said, you know, I'm going to be coachable. Whatever the coaches want me to do, I'm going to do it the best of my ability, and let's go from there.
You give this team kind of a second deep threat, I mean, because Odell seems to be one of the, and I mean, and Ruben's been bothered by the knee, so I would.
I feel like all of us have multiple talents in the receiving room, so that's why we all can play any position. So wherever we're lined up, you know, they expect that role to be, you know, fulfilled with whoever has that position and just do it to the best of their ability.
Yeah.